This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Kris Kobach, the controversial far-right Kansas Secretary of State who has led voter suppression efforts both nationally and in his state, was found in contempt of court by a federal judge in a case on Kansas voting rights for failing to fully register thousands of voters who had been processed by the DMV and then lying to them that they were only registered for 2015 and not getting the same notifications as others. In the early 1950s, the median income of Chicago's public housing residents was nearly two-thirds of the city average. By 1970, it was barely one-third. Black infants in America are now more than twice as likely to die as white infants, 11.3%, 11.3 per 1,000 black babies, compared with 4.9 per 1,000 white babies, according to the most recent government data. An accident by an excavator working too close to a 140-foot transmission tower knocked out power to almost all of Puerto Rico again. Raul Castro stepped down in Cuba, ending the leadership of the Castro brothers in that country. In 2017, primary and secondary schools in the U.S. spent $5.4 billion on 12.3 million laptops and tablet computers. More than half of American public schools also have dress codes. In 1845, the bankrupt Texas Republic chose to be annexed as a slave state. The alternative was a bailout from the British, which would have preserved Texas's independence but required it to switch to a system of non-slave wage labor. A commercial theater opened for the first time in 30 years in Saudi Arabia and showed the blockbuster Black Panther. Russians reacted angrily to the government's attempt to shut down the popular messaging service Telegram in that country for not having an encryption key and knocking out millions of addresses and websites for small businesses. At least 955 streets in the U.S. have been named after the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. In 1990, daily and weekly newspaper publishers employed about 455,000 people, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. By January 2016, that number had fallen to 173,000. In a new study, researchers found that childhood poverty cost the nation $1.3 trillion in 2015, representing 5.4% of GDP. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.